This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Quality time together. That's what happens here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show every single week. Michael Harrison gets the he tends to always exude that quality influence in terms of conversation. His aura is as it is. So it's quality time that he and I get to spend together. And then you also get his quality time and his quality thoughts from the work that he does at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here once again this week with the top 10 stories, the charts for the week of January 16th to the 20th, as a matter of fact, the People List as well. So without any further hocus pocus, Michael, would you like to do the honors so we can get started with this excitement?
I am fully prepared to exude. So here are my exudances. At number 10 on the stories chart, we have California storms and the death of David Crosby. At number 9, the World Economic Forum tied with China's soft gross national product. They're having problems there. Mm-hmm. At number 8, the Supreme Court of the United States New York gun ruling, the gun law ruling. At number 7, another big celebrity story. It's almost like something from Law and Order. Alec Baldwin's manslaughter charges. At number 6, border security tied with the Mayorkas impeachment. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday stirred up a lot of conversation about race relations and American history at number 5. At number 4, U.S. military aid to Ukraine. At number 3, the economy tied with Microsoft and Google layoffs. Big tech is becoming slightly smaller tech. The debt ceiling discussion at number 2, and the Biden documents case is number 1. On our people survey, we have at number 10, David Crosby. At number 9, Alejandro Mayorkas. 8 is Janet Yellen. Alec Baldwin squeezed in at number 7. At number 6, we have the trio of Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, and the legendary George Santos. Number 5, Donald
legendary. Good for you. That's a word.
Where did this guy come from, you know?
He's under a rock.
Just the sight of him is...
It just shows you how dopey we've all become. Education is so lacking. People aren't being taught any kind of critical thinking at all. It's all this, you know, like what's going on in Florida with the governor saying we're not going to teach an advanced placement story of a course on African-American history because it's not correct. And the headlines, that's all it is a headline grab. It's just, it's like the TSA. It's just theater. That's all it is, the Biden document thing. Number one story this week, and continues on and on. All it is, it's a so what story. So what? Who cares? It's just, it's all, it's the, meant for your listening and dancing pleasure. That's all
it is. The Trump document story was a so what
same
story
thing
compared to all the other Trump stuff.
Right.
You know, people who hate Trump should have been disgusted that they did that because it took attention away from the real stuff Trump did.
You know? Theater. It's all theater.
Yeah.
It's
just, but so we're
sorry
number
for interrupting.
No, it's fine. the whole purpose of my existence in radio is to be interrupted by you.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're doing a nice job of it.
Am I good at being interrupted? You know,
absolutely perfect. I couldn't hope for a better foil.
It's like bouncing around the oven with the Pillsbury Doughboy. All right, number 5, Donald Trump. Number four, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Have you looked into her eyes lately, by the way? Look into her
eyes.
When she's looking at Kevin McCarthy, look into her eyes and see what you see.
I am Marjorie Taylor Greene. Look into my eyes.
Does she have some type of mystical...
I don't know. She's got eyes for him, I'll tell you that. Seen a number of pictures this week.
Do you think that she admires his skills as a politician and his intellect as a...
Could be one of the things that she admires. Yep, could be. Yep.
What do you think she sees when she sees Kevin McCarthy?
I think do I dare say? Well, I had this conversation once on the Good Day program, and I got mixed reviews for talking about her sexual desires, because apparently there's there are a number of treatises about her taking courses in a particular type of tantric sex. Is that going to get erased from the? No, it's a bit part of the story.
If in fact it's part of the story,
yeah.
And tantric sex is something that I try to do constantly.
Different. Okay, let's keep going here.
Did you say tantrum sex or tantric sex?
Tantric.
No.
I think her ex-husband is probably tantrum.
I have my arthritis is way too advanced for me to participate in such activities. At number three, we have the aforementioned Kevin McCarthy. You notice we have them next
together.
To each other on the
chart. Yeah, that's right. There you go.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yep.
At number two, we have Robert Herr. And at number one, we have Joe Biden, because he is the
president.
Subject of a meaning story.
Right. Okay. So number two here, Robert Herr. Interesting. He has a very, very broad background in the law. He's now been appointed as a special counsel to oversee what has happened to the Biden docs. Is there a person equivalent to that on the Trump side who's overseeing what Trump? Is there one person that's been assigned to it, like this guy Herr on the Biden side? I'm trying to think of who it might have been. Maybe it's been so long since it came up that it isn't on the tip of our tongues. But at any rate, federal government, that is you and me, boys and girls, are paying for this special counsel, probably $400,000 or $500,000 a year, to make sure that Joe Biden and his son don't get away with it, whatever it is.
Well, yeah, and it all makes sure that Joe Biden has an excuse for not running for president again.
Well, but this week, the White House announced that after the State of the Union address, he's going to announce he's running again.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Okay.
I have serious doubts about that.
Me too.
Yeah,
I don't want him to run again. I want somebody else. Let's get somebody else who's older and smarter than him.
Somebody older, somebody more mature.
Yes.
Somebody more experienced. No, actually, in all seriousness, I mean, you believe anything that politicians say in terms of their intentions?
I think we could live well without politicians. The country would be just fine if we had an overseer.
That's it.
Somebody who's an overseer that can fix all of this stuff. Otherwise, it's just theater. More theater.
An overseer?
Yeah. I'm an overseer.
A terrible thing to say.
An overseer.
Do you really, I know you mean well.
Thank you.
I hope that what you just sent out to the universe doesn't come back to haunt us.
What, an overseer?
An overseer, yeah. No,
an overseer. The president's an overseer. The chairman of the board of a corporation is an overseer. What's wrong with that? You're using the word overseer.
We already have overseers. Why?
Yeah.
You just said you want to see an overseer and no politician.
Just an overseer. Right. I don't want somebody elected. I want somebody appointed. Who's going to appoint?
A benign king? A dictator?
Despot. Yeah. Let's have a despot. Yep. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think you should be careful what you wish for.
I think we made it.
That's pretty dangerous stuff. Yeah, what we need is somebody we can trust who can tell us what to do. And that'll be the end of. We don't need a Congress. We don't need elections.
Nah.
People are too stupid to vote.
Well, look at who they vote for. Vote for George Santos, right? Matt Gaetz.
The George Santos story is an indictment of the American press, journalism, the Republican Party, politics
system.
In general, and the voters.
I see. That's why I said what I just did. You just basically, with that last statement, you have endorsed my basic idea.
No, your idea is like Trump saying the cure for COVID-19 is to inject disinfectant into people's bloodstream. I mean,
By the way, your
medicine is far worse than the disease.
Number five on the people list, Donald Trump this week, he was fined $1 million for that frivolous lawsuit that he filed against Hillary Clinton after the election of 2016. Remember that? And the judge said to Clinton, I'm sorry, said to Trump, you have undermined the rule of law. Okay. You have broken the law, therefore you owe. Now, the money's not going to Hillary Clinton. What I want to know is where that $1 million is going. Where's it going? Who's getting the $1 million bucks? Right? You're fined $1 million, Mr. Trump. Write a check. To whom?
I guess it goes to the National Treasury.
Yeah, and then what do they do with it?
Well, what do they do with your income tax when you write a check to the National Treasury?
Waste a lot of the money. I know that's what they do. That's why I want a benign dictator to take care of my money.
Oh, yeah. Right. You're starting to realize what a terrible thing you said.
Yes, I'm flirting with the... With the whole conversation.
You're flirting with Marjorie Taylor Greene, whom you obviously have a crush on.
I find her interesting.
Yeah, I could tell. You'd like her. She's your kind of gal.
Isn't it interesting? Okay. Now there is an indictment. Okay. Let's pause for a moment in the action here. We continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of news. Talk radio. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen with a safe, natural way for you to lose weight. This is the good news as we begin the year. So many people have been sending in notes about the inches that they have lost already, the pounds that they are losing as they go through the program. Calitrin, you can get it in capsule form, get it liquid form, and you can get it if you want a month supply, you want 2 months supply, 4 months supply. If you buy a 4 month supply, you get 4 months free with a new deal, and it'll the cost. When you get right down to it, it's $279. Now, there's a discount on that, but it would be twice as much as that if you didn't have the ability to get 4 months free, which you have by going right now to toploss.com. Toploss.com is the website for Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight. More importantly, to keep it off. You want to keep it off? That's the thing to do. Go to toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code Doug for free shipping.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128 in store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Extend. Dendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, here we are, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with a story behind some of the stories. The charts have been listed from top to bottom here for this past week. One of the names added at the end of the week because of things that change and because we are flexible here. Let's talk about Alec Baldwin, who now has been charged with homicide, and now he's responding to the charges. I think he responded early on, and now he has to come back and somehow or other, well, whether this makes any difference when it goes to trial or not, or do they settle these things out of court? I suppose that would be one of the options, right? They're just because they're all, it would seem in this circumstance, just looking for money.
Well, you don't settle criminal charges out of court. You plea bargain. If it's a criminal charge, you plea bargain. If it's a civil charge, you settle out of court for money.
Right.
I think that he's indicted for criminal charges of second degree involuntary manslaughter. Not sure what the degree is,
yep.
Which comes with consequences. So he's in trouble.
He's in big trouble. The involuntary manslaughter charge defined, quote, as killing someone in an unlawful manner or without due caution and circumspection. Killing another person unlawfully but unintentionally. Well, of course he didn't mean to kill her, and it was an accident. So why are we now a year and a half after this took place? He could, by the way, get 18 months in the slammer or be fined $5,000.
Then it goes to the Treasury.
Yeah,
you know.
Right, okay,
back to our conversation. For those who are just joining us,
money, right?
We were talking about where does the money go. But
yeah.
But no, I mean, look, he's not going to get the chair. He's not going to be in life. He's not it's not a premeditated murder. But the fact is that there has to be a consequence to negligence that leads to somebody dying.
Well, the question is, was he the negligent one, or was it somebody else on the set that was the negligent one, which seems to have been the story that was on the top of the heap over most of this past year and a half. It was somebody else.
Well, the attorneys for these somebody else's are saying that he has deflected the blame to them.
Mm-hmm.
That it ultimately was his fault and that he's deflected the blame to others. I don't know. I wasn't there. And frankly, I follow that kind of story the same way you do. You keep up with it, but you don't. Yeah. I'm not obsessed with it. Yeah. I'm not. I'm not. That's not my main focal point. So I don't know what's going to happen.
With this blizzard of lawsuits. Excuse me. I didn't mean to interrupt you because I told you that's what I'm here for.
It's okay
for me to interrupt you. The blizzard of lawsuits that are in play, with everybody accusing everybody else of being irresponsible. That's part of the theater, I guess, of this thing. The woman's still dead. They're not going to bring, what is her name? Halnya Hutchins, I believe, is how you pronounce her name, something close to that. If, according to the suit, if Alec had done his job, if Hannah Gutierrez Reed had done her job, or David Halls had done his job, she'd be alive today. Well, she's not alive, so does that mean they all didn't do their job? That's what they're going to try to prove.
I mean, some negligence is, it's hindsight. How many things do we do in our lives that we don't really think about? We're not mindful that could go astray, go awry, and you wind up responsible for something terrible.
Yeah.
It has to do with minute-to-minute mindfulness.
Yeah.
And we are all, guilty of not being mindful on a minute-to-minute level.
If we were all held up to the same scrutiny in this circumstance, and it would be not, certainly, if it wasn't for somebody well-known like Alec Baldwin, or on the set of a movie, we'd probably never know anything about it, right?
Well,
who would know?
We don't know a lot more than we do. And especially with news stories, we don't know the reality of it. We only know what's in the headlines.
Yeah.
And that's why it takes time for these cases to unwind.
All right, speaking of things unwinding, lots more to talk about and discuss to inform you as to what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's what happens here on the Countdown Show. It's 28 past.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Cell phone provider T-Mobile is investigating a data breach that could affect roughly 37 million people. An unidentified malicious intruder breached its network in late November. The Treasury Department began taking special measures to keep paying the government's bills on Thursday, as the United States is against its borrowing limit.
The debt ceiling needs to be lifted, but wouldn't it be a normal thing if we're $31 trillion in debt not to just give a blank check?
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. The Treasury Department began their so-called extraordinary measures, those accounting maneuvers, including suspending investments for certain government accounts that will allow the Treasury to keep paying obligations to bondholders, Social Security recipients, and others until at least early June. Cryptocurrency lender Genesis Global and two of its lending subsidiaries filed for bankruptcy protection late Thursday night in New York. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back again for another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a very specialized program produced nowhere else. Who else has the resources that I do here to bring in Michael Harrison as the major domo in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown? The stories being discussed, the people being discussed. We were sort of in the middle of Baldwin being charged. Do we have more to say? I always want to make sure that you have said everything that you want to say about a particular issue.
I think I've said everything that I know of substance. I hope that I don't have a personal, like, you know, I hope he gets his. I feel bad for everybody involved in that situation.
Yep. Yeah.
It's a tragedy, obviously, for the woman who is a young, up-and-coming, fabulous cinematographer, from what I understand. I had never heard of her, but I don't know that much about behind the scenes in the movie business. And her family. Even Alec Baldwin, who, you know, he's got kind of a, I don't know, his reputation has highs and lows. Let's just put it that way as a person.
Yeah. Good way of putting it. Yep.
But he said something very interesting. He said, I think about this every day. Mm-hmm. Which means, you know, it's haunting him, and I believe that.
Me too.
That. I'm sorry for everybody involved, and it just shows you how fragile life is, and how, no matter how big you are, or, you know, what your ego is attached to, that your whole world could come tumbling down for any of a number of unforeseen events.
David Crosby is on the people list because of his passing at the age of 81. Let's think about what he meant to our generation when you were playing records, when I was playing records. You played them and were in a better place. You did a lot of creating and recreating some of the better music formats. What is your, when you look back at the life and times of David Crosby, what sticks out in your mind other than that he provided sperm for Melissa Etheridge? I'm talking about his music now.
Well, first of all, I've always wondered like that what that was about. But
when he gave the sperm?
Yeah, you know, why she chose him and all that. I never followed up on that too much. But David Crosby was a giant in the folk rock album rock, progressive rock scene of the 70s and beyond. The Byrds were a major group. They often were called the America's Answer to the Beatles. There was never, of course, an America's Answer to the Beatles, but they were among those that were touted as such. And then he joined Crosby, Stills, and Nash. He joined Stills and Nash, and then it became Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And in the early 70s, and all the way to this day, they were a major musical force, and he's just a very likable man who had his own ups and downs in terms of his lifestyle.
Yeah.
And a colorful guy. I don't know what else to say other than from the standpoint of why he's important. He's important as a musical force in groups. He never was that big a force as a solo artist. He wasn't like a great entertainer who'd come out on the stage and play Carnegie Hall. But the whole idea of rock bands, which goes back to Buddy Holly and was certainly made popular by the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
Rock bands, he was one of the major players.
Yeah. So, rest in peace, David Crosby, our focus here for a bit here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Now, let's move into this border discussion. Number six this week on the story list is border security and the whole thing that has been a kerfuffle for a long time. It goes back before Biden, before Trump. It's been like decades, since World War II, really, and before, when you get right down to it. One of the things that makes it stand out, though, in terms of the argument to clamp down, are situations like exist in Indiana this week, where apparently an illegal alien went into a Walmart. At least this is the first story. Whether it pans out or not remains to be seen. But one Walmart employee is dead. One person is wounded because a guy who was aggrieved by something that doesn't seem to be clear yet, and also seems to be that he was in Indiana or in this country illegally, he gets a gun. He goes in and he shoots an employee. So, and then he was killed by the police. But, so what is that? We have these stories day in and day out. It seems that they are not of consequence anymore. Anyway, it's almost like some of this other stuff that we talk about. It's so, oh, okay, another person got shot. Or, okay, another illegal immigrant did something that he wasn't or she wasn't supposed to do. And that goes, do you think, maybe I should ask you it rather than make a statement, as to what we were saying earlier about people and the information that they have and how they get, you know, the business of teaching history or, you know, what happens today. It's perplexing because some of the folks that are in our business distort stuff. The news media distorts stuff. I know it's extreme. I'm sorry to have to break it to you like that, Michael.
No, basically, you know, if you want to cherry pick, If you're against illegal immigration, and that's a wide, broad topic, and then you cherry-pick some guy who was an illegal immigrant, killed somebody or whatever, you're cherry-picking things. You could say that about any group or anybody. There are criminals, and people do that all the time. So that method of fighting illegal immigration by cherry-picking terrible stories of criminal activity by illegal immigrants, to me, that's not the most effective way of doing it. My personal feeling is I've always been on the side of those who want immigration reform. I think it's one of the great things about News Talk Radio. It's kept that issue alive at times before Trump brought it to the front burner. It was on the back burner for the news.
Yeah. And one of the good things that he did, I thought, frankly.
Well, you know, the trains ran on time, you know.
Yeah. That's right, they did. I mean, yeah. He may not have been the conductor, but...
You know, back to your original point that we need a benign dictator. Of course, unfortunately, there's nobody in the human race capable of doing that. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can have a dolphin run our society.
That being said,
what we've got to do is we've got to make sure that the immigration laws are enforced, and that's what's not
so the
happening.
Question would come from listeners as to then why isn't the law enforced, Mr.
Because
Harrison?
It's not politically expedient for a number of politicians to do so, because enforcing the law requires tough stances.
Requires enforcing the law.
It requires, right. If we can't afford politically or economically to enforce the law, then we have to take a look at our priorities in terms of spending and in terms of how we talk about these topics. Mm-hmm. But to say that all immigrants are rapists or they're all criminals, or that's not the answer to the problem.
Well, actually, many of them are contributing well.
That's the point.
Yep, that is the point. You're right.
Yeah,
okay. Let's move to the Supreme Court shooting down the appeal number 8 this week on our story list is the situation in New York where the Supreme Court shoots down the appeal of the concealed carry restriction in the state of New York. So now the gun law will be or continue to be enforced. They say they will not entertain an injunction from gun store owners who are challenging the state's new restriction. So is this progress? Is this going forward or going back, do you think, Michael, in terms of analyzing how it was discussed as much as...
Well, it's progress for those that want more gun laws, and it's going back in terms of people who want more freedom in terms of the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on your political and emotional outlook on the subject. My personal opinion, again, for whatever that's worth, is we have to change the nature of humanity in terms of killing people. Mm-hmm. Because if we didn't have guns, we'd use butter knives.
Think about all of the time that we spend in these circumstances on the air every week, maybe every day, talking about who's dead, who's been killed, how they got killed, why they got killed. You know, and you can even extend that to the war in places like Ukraine, where we keep sending military aid. There was number 4 this week on the countdown. Keep spending money to help them out, and we don't really know where the money's going. We know that we're happy to sell them our weaponry. At least the military-industrial complex is happy to sell them whatever they want to buy, and we're paying for it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about death and destruction. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Killing.
Well, defending freedom sometimes causes, you know, the flow of blood. And we have to really know what our priorities are and where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, are we dealing with a Hitler who's marching across Poland and is about to invade France and is about to pose danger to Great Britain? Or are we talking about a border conflict between two nations that really don't affect anybody else in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue.
And does it, will it go on to affect other people? I suppose that's something.
Well, it can go on to affect other people if we show tremendous support of one side over the other. That causes it to, you see, the hope is that it'll force the Russians to the bargaining table. The fear is it'll force the Russians to try to save face and up the ante with nuclear devices.
Yeah.
This is the gamble that Biden is taking. In increasing,
is it really
commitment.
Biden? Does he really make any decisions at all, really, or is it people around him who are making the decisions?
That question is applicable to every president, and it's a combination of both.
See, I don't think he makes many decisions, frankly. I don't see him as a strong leader. I think Trump made a lot of the decisions that were important or impactful, maybe either of those two words. I think Trump made those decisions. I don't know that I think that really Biden's
making. If anything, Trump was guilty of not listening to good advisors.
That's true.
Biden is guilty of listening to bad advisors.
Okay, so with Trump in mind, let's go back. Number five on the people list this week, the former president, his presence is always being felt. So then there was this poll. Actually, there were two polls taken this week that had been mentioned on a lot of talk radio programs. Earlier in the week, there was a poll that apparently was paid for by some interests that support Trump that showed him ahead of DeSantis in any possible matchup. And so I started the hour of the Good Day program by having a celebration. Trump wins, according to a poll. And if you look between the lines, the poll is paid for by his interests. So, okay, so Trump wins. There's another poll this week. 55% of Americans say the Republicans are dysfunctional. Americans overwhelmingly, according to this poll, see the recent House speakership battle as evidence that Congress is not functioning as intended. Now, let's back up a little. The headline read, Americans say GOP House is dysfunctional. The body of the story says that Congress is not functional. So if you don't read the story, you look at the headline. Those damn Republicans, they're at it again. Right? I mean, think about that for just a second as we kind of wax philosophically here.
What you're saying is that we shouldn't bring the Senate into that description that
House. I just find that when you look at the headlines of some of this stuff and you read the story, hello, is it the same story I'm reading? That's kind of what I got out of.
What happens is that every media platform spins a story toward its target audience.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the news of affirmation.
Yeah, right. Ooh, I like that. Can I borrow that? Can I use that phrase?
Yes, you can.
Wow, I like that. Thank you. Michael Harrison is here. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 48 past the hour.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full-pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app to...
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Exciting. I don't want to wait. All right, let's get to our daily visit with one Charles Curry. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He knows what there is to know about all sorts of things in the video world, and that's why he's here talking about some of the celebrities that make movies and TV shows and that sort of thing. So the theme from Dawson's Creek. All right, so what are we celebrating here, Chucker?
Actually, Doug, this day in TV history, January 20th, 1998, Dawson's Creek premiered on the CW. It sort of like launched. It was the first big show the CW had. Not that the CW has been overly successful, I think. That's pretty evident. But think about this. CW, Dawson's Creek, James Van Der Beek, Joshua Jackson, Michelle Williams has won two Oscars. That is a really... And Katie Holmes. That cast is still working and doing very well in the industry. A long time later.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. That's it.
Can I tell a story real quick?
You may tell a story, Chucker.
Okay. Yesterday it was. You know, I have an icy parlor in East Jasburg, and it was raining, sort of a raw day. So yes. The theater I'm involved in, Pocono Cinema, booked My Name is Otto. So I said to my wife, I said, we have nothing to do. I didn't plan on doing it. I said, let's go and watch it for a couple hours. So we sat down and watched it. And I had to tell you, Doug, I was not prepared how deep and emotional this film is. I love this movie. It was awesome. It's one of the best films I sat in the theater and watched in a long time. Very powerful experience. The studio is marketed more sort of like a comedy, but it's much deeper and emotionally effective than that. Tom Hanks, once again, is awesome, but all the supporting characters are really good, and it makes you feel good, even though it has sadness to it. It makes you feel good about life, and it uses flashback to to reflect on one's life extremely well. I highly recommend this movie. You got to go see it. Really, really good stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on. What do you hear about women talking? I don't want to waste our time talking about Megan anymore.
I just saw the trailer. Yeah, I've seen this trailer a few times in the last few weeks. Obviously, it's more of an art house type movie. It's not going to play mainstream, but it's gotten good reviews. I don't know how much business it's going to do, but it's a very interesting trailer. I'll say that.
Alec Baldwin getting charged in the Rust shooting. This Huff and Puff, what do you think happens to his career?
Here's the deal. To be blunt, it appears that people on social media are judging this by the guy. A lot of people say, oh, put Alec Baldwin in jail because they don't like his politics.
Oh, right? Come on.
But if you look at it for what it is, if that was you and you're an actor and somebody gives you a gun prop and it goes off, how could realistically it be his fault? It's probably somebody's fault who put the live round in the gun.
Right.
That's who they have to find. If Alec Baldwin put a live round in the gun, then he's responsible. But if he didn't, how could he be responsible? I don't know. It's mind-blowing.
Right. All right, Jennifer Lopez and Josh Duhamel are out there promoting Shotgun Wedding with all kinds of stunts, including Jennifer Lopez, out in sort of a see-through dress. I thought that Jennifer Coolidge, who has a reputation for doing that sort of thing, would have been the one. A see-through dress.
That's an Amazon Prime release. That's not going to be in theaters, which is what it is. Good. But yeah. I was a little surprised to read Josh Duhamel is actually 50 years old now.
Is he?
He replaced Army Hammer, had that role. And obviously what happened in Army Hammer's personal life blew up. So he walked away, or they made him walk away. And they brought in Josh Duhamel to play the male lead in that.
I remember him from that show with Vegas. Okay. Yeah, right.
Well, I remember when I first met my wife, we used to watch All My Children. He started on All My Children.
Oh, did he?
And then he got the Vegas role. I know this is going to sound strange for people who don't know, but when I think of Josh Duhamel, when I hear him speak, I think of Roddy Piper. He sounds like Roddy Piper when he speaks. It's something, and the voice is very similar. That's
all right. So go see The Plane. That'll be the actioner of the week again, don't you think? Is there another action flick out this weekend?
I'm going to go see that movie.
It's a good movie. It's good.
Pretty much status quo. There's a movie called Missing that goes wide. I'm not that familiar with it, but other than that, pretty much everything that's been out for the last few weeks.
What's it looks like
That's a Hugh Jackman movie.
Hugh Jackman,
Yeah, that's more of a serious, smaller drama that he did. It's about a guy who's divorcing from his wife, and they're splitting custody with their child. It's a good subject matter, because obviously millions of people deal with that issue. I just want to point out one more thing. Paramount released the trailer to Scream 6 yesterday. I got to tell you, this movie's going to make a lot of money. Comes out in March. God. It's a great trailer.
Alright, you're taking the half, Chucker. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen, the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.